JJ, could you talk about Matt Ryan and getting after him in comparison to maybe some of the other quarterbacks you guys have gone against?
I think Matt Ryan's a very good quarterback. I think he's very smart. I think he's got a good arm. Obviously, he has a great receiver in Julio Jones. He's got a very good running back behind him. So I think you have to really bring your whole package. You have to be able to stop the run. You have to be able to get after Matt Ryan. He's a guy who likes to stay in the pocket and throw, but he also, I think he's quicker than people give him credit for, so you have to make sure to account for him in that aspect as well.
Julio Jones called Jadeveon Clowney a game record. Is that something that you would say about Jadeveon Clowney?
I hope so. That'd be great, yeah. We would enjoy wrecking games.
Are you a game wrecker?
Am I? It's up to you to decide. I try to. That's my goal. Like you said, it's a different offense. It's a different coaching staff. Some of the players are the same, but, I think it's a new year, new coaching staff for them. Everything's different. So we need to go out there and we need to attack it and be very good. Obviously, they're a football team that's playing very well right now, 3-0. So we look forward to the challenge, going on the road into a great environment and having a great game. Every win's a huge step forward. We're looking forward to going out there and you play the games they give you. We're looking forward to playing a game on the road, like I said, in a great environment, and going out there and putting our best foot forward and really bringing our A game.
JJ, 3 weeks in, what do you think about your defense right now?
I think we continue every single week to get better and better. We're coming together. We're playing well. We just need to continue to improve upon that. We need to continue to get takeaways. We need to continue to go out there and stop the run. We need to just go out there and play our game. Like I said a couple weeks ago, just continue to work towards playing our brand of football.
Do you have to play your best game yet to win this game?
You have to play your best game to win every game in this league. I mean, the teams are so good in this league. The margin for error is so small in this league. You need to go out there every single week and put your best foot forward. Otherwise, you're not going to have success. You can study a little bit. You can anticipate when they're coming, how they're going to do it. But at the end of the day, it comes down to going out there and fighting through it. I mean, if teams are going to put 2 and 3 guys on you, you have to go out there and do whatever you can to try and disrupt regardless. Try and fight through it. Try and split through it. Whatever you can do. It's a sign of respect, but it's also an opportunity. It's a challenge, and I enjoy challenges very much. Any game I don't get the quarterback down, it's a disappointment. But we won the game, so I really couldn't care less about a streak or a record or anything like that. We won the football game.
Hey, JJ, with regards to what you were talking about before about seeing double-team, how much does unpredictability on your end, being unpredictable in different spots all by, play into what you have to do preparation-wise? How much do you focus on being unpredictable?
Yeah, I think that's something that as we get more comfortable as a defense, as everybody gets more comfortable in their roles, you'll see more and more of. I mean, last week there was some moving around, things like that, so I'm sure you'll continue to see that moving forward. Sometimes I don't even know where I'm coming from until the last second. So that's what makes it fun. That's and it's not just me. It's everybody else knowing their jobs as well. I mean, if I'm going to move around, then everybody else needs to know what's going on. So it's great. You never know where I'm coming from. I never know where I'm coming from. So that's what makes the game fun, and that's why I appreciate playing for Rack. He gives me that freedom. I mean, he ran the ball very well. And obviously, when you run the ball well, you give credit to your offensive line, too. So they did a great job. They had a good game plan. He ran the ball very hard. So you need to go out there, play your assignment, execute your job, and play to the best of your ability. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I guess there was someone asking you out on Facebook.
That happens quite often. I guess, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of, you open up the Facebook and it's just like, it says like 99 plus notifications. I don't know. I haven't checked them all. Sorry.
Julio Jones said that.
Orange.
He said that he remembered
all right.
You from, when y'all were both coming out, y'all worked out together.
We did.
And what he remembers about you was your work ethic, which we
games. He's not surprised at how you skyrocketed.
Right.
What have you thought about? What did you remember from him then? And how are you seeing him grow?
I would say very similar thoughts. He's an extremely hard worker, but he's also, I mean, he's earned his physical traits. I mean, the guy goes out there, he works hard. He's a physical freak for a reason because he puts in the work. And, I mean, some of the things that he does on the field, both from a speed aspect and a strength aspect, he's a pretty incredible player to watch. And our draft class that year was pretty incredible in its own right. I mean, you look at the guys that came out of that draft, even the guys that were just at the training facility we were at, it was pretty incredible. So it's fun to see guys have success from that class, but you also know why guys have success, because they put in the work. And Julio's a guy that has put in the work, and he continues to, and I think that's why he's so good.
Thank you guys.